The 13 Skulls Podcast, episode number 4. Thanks for downloading the show today. I really appreciate all the support everybody's been giving me. The show is going to be covering some interesting things today. We have some pictures of a mummified fairy that were forwarded to me. We also have a video of some kind of an entity that was recorded by the TAPS organization at the Eastern State Penitentiary. We also have some EVPs we're going to take a look at. A supposed ghost in a car video, which is still making me stand on the fence here. I don't really know if it's real or not. You'll have to take a look for yourself. We also are going to listen to the Siberian Sounds of Hell, plus a little bit more than that, on the 13 Skulls Podcast. Alright, well, again, thank you for downloading this show. I really do appreciate all the support that everybody's been giving me. I wanted to say thank you to everybody who has signed my Frapper map. I'd like to know where everybody is listening from. There's so far, it's starting to kind of spread itself around the world. Got a listener in Singapore, a couple listeners in the UK, and most of the people here are in the United States, anywhere from North Carolina, Atlanta to Oregon. So thanks again to everybody for signing my Frapper map. I really appreciate all the support from everybody. Also, it's time to vote again. So if you like the show at all, go to Podcast Alley and give us a vote. There's a link on the right sidebar of both the websites. Just click on it, and it'll take you to this little form on the Podcast Alley site, and fill it out and give us a vote. It brings us up in their rankings. Plus, it also drives a little bit more traffic to the show. So, if you like it, give us a vote. Another thing that I wanted to say is that I've put up a link to a different page that's going to be for the archived show notes. So if there's any links or any music or anything like that you're interested in from a previous episode, you can go there and get everything from there. Also, I had a player on the 13skulls.com website that I moved to the bottom of the main page. You can still listen to this show from there, but the player is just now at the bottom of the page rather than being up towards the top. All right, well, the first thing that I wanted to cover today is the mummified fairy pictures that were forwarded to me from Kim. Thank you, Kim, for forwarding those to me. I really appreciate it. There were some interesting pictures. It's supposedly of a garden fairy, and these pictures are really... I don't know if they're real or not. You'll have to go and take a look for yourself, but there's some things that make you think that they possibly could be real. There's in one of the pictures you'll see a gloved hand, like they have a latex glove on, and a police evidence bag in the background. And you'll see it sitting there holding the fairy, and there seems to be little pieces of it, or maybe it's twigs or whatever that are laying around. But the pictures themselves are interesting. Now, I've seen some things that have looked like this, about the same color and about the same texture and looking about the same, that have been faked. It's just the sheer size of this thing is what makes me wonder whether or not it's real. Because if you look closely at the detail of this thing, there's a lot of really small detail to this that would make me think that it would be hard for any human really to fake. Although at the same time, there are certain things like the hair that make me think that it possibly could be fake. It's for me, I want to believe that it is real. There's one picture here that if you look at it, it's kind of the front top of the fairy, I guess, if that's what you want to call it. And you can partially see its face. And you can see some real detail in there, such as the nostril and the eye sockets and the mouth, that make me think that possibly this could be real. There's also some detail in the hands, and the arm, that look like they could be like a tendon running down through the arm. There's also some detail in the fingers and the hands that just look too small for like a human to build or make. But then again, with the way technology is these days, you never know. This could be completely fake. I haven't heard anything to the contrary of either side of whether or not it is real or if it is fake. So if anybody out there has actually seen these pictures before or knows any links or websites or anything like that that could possibly prove whether or not it is real or if it is fake, shoot them to me. I'd love to be able to take a look and, you know, finds out, you know, if any evidence at all that's you know, stating if it's fake or if it's real. It's just that there's so much small detail in it that's hard for me to believe that it's fake. Its wings possibly look like they could be made out of leaves, but at the same time, you know, maybe it's just because, you know, the fairy's so small and so thin that, you know, and there it's from nature. I don't know. I'm not really sure. It's hard for me to draw a conclusion on this because I've seen things that look like this as far as the color and the texture that have been faked, that have been carved out of wood, that have been, you know, made out of plastic, things like that that people have taken time on. It's really just the sheer size of it that makes me question whether or not it makes me question the fact that it's fake. There's a lot of small detail in there. So if anybody knows anything about it, or if you just wanted to sheerly take a look, go to the website and you'll see the pictures there and take a look for yourself and let me know if you think the garden fairy is real or fake.
Hey, this is the Paranormal Cafe out of Westchester, Pennsylvania. You can listen to us at paranormalcafe.podomatic.com. And you are listening to the 13 Skulls podcast at the13skulls.com.
All right, the second thing that I wanted to talk about is really going to be just really something that I experienced, you know, quite a few years back. I was moving in with a friend of mine into his grandmother's house after she passed away. Dave, if you're listening out there, man, you know, I just wanted to say, hey, what's up? But I wanted to tell you guys about this house. This house is really quite old, well over a century, I would think. I know it was at least 80 years old whenever I moved in there. The house, sadly, is no longer standing, and I only had one picture of it, which I cannot seem to find, but I will see if I can find it and throw it up there so you guys can take a look at this house. It was kind of a pale goldish color with dark shingles on the roof, kind of dark trim around the windows and the doors, you know, and almost kind of look, I really couldn't explain. It was just kind of a creepy house, but I never got any weird feelings there, as far as like, you know, any evil was there or anything such of that nature. But I moved in there, and the first few nights that I had to spend there, Dave was out of town, and I had to spend the night, the first three nights there by myself. Well, the first two nights went by relatively uneventful. Now, just to, I guess, before I get too far into it, I should let you know that Dave's mom, or his grandmother, I'm sorry, his grandmother was a really nice old woman. She smoked a lot, but she made it into her 80s, I believe, and you know, she passed away. But she was a really nice woman, really friendly, really outspoken, you know, just a really nice person. And she liked me a lot. I liked her a lot. She was really cool. I enjoyed going over there. And we went over there a few times before she passed away. And so anyway, after she passed away, we both moved in there. And we redid a couple of the rooms and, you know, made it, a, you know, kind of spruced it up a little bit. But the first two nights, or the first three nights that I'd just been there, I'd just been by myself. Dave wasn't there. He was out of town somewhere visiting someone. And for, like I said, the first two nights were fairly uneventful. Well, the third night that I was there, I was laying in my bed, and my bed didn't have a frame, so it was just the box spring on the floor with the mattress on top of the box spring. So I was at the most a foot and a half, 2 feet, you know, maybe 2.5 feet off the floor. And I was laying there, and these were hardwood floors, fairly old, uneven hardwood floors. And I was laying there in bed, and the next thing I know, I hear this sound next to the bed on the floor, and it was immediately next to the bed, and it almost sounded like someone was taking a piece of paper and crinkling the piece of paper up in their hands, but at the same time was rubbing it on the floor. So I guess it was almost a mixture of crinkling of paper and sandpaper being rubbed against the floor. And it kept going and going and going, and finally I looked over and said, "Please stop, I'm trying to sleep." Well, it immediately stopped, and I never heard it again. Well, you know, it didn't really freak me out too much, but it did make me lay there in bed with my eyes open for a little while, thinking about what it could have been. And that was pretty much the only thing that I heard that night. Well, whenever my friend Dave got back in town, I told him about what had happened. And he kind of looked at me puzzled and said, "Huh." Because his granddad used to, every once in a while, I'm not sure exactly how often, but every once in a while he would sand down and refinish all of the wood floors, and he would do it by hand. And, well, to me and to him, we both thought that maybe this was his grandfather either letting us know that he was still there, trying to take care of the house, or maybe he was just letting us know that, he was trying to take care of the place, you know, along with us, since we were trying to redo some of the rooms. Well, that was really pretty much the last time I ever heard that sound. But there were a lot of other sounds to be heard in that house. We would be laying there in bed, or I, you know, my girlfriend would come over occasionally, but she wouldn't stay there too much. The house freaked her out quite a bit. But we would be laying there in bed, or, you know, him in his bed and me in my bed. We weren't laying together in a bed, just in case anybody was getting any wrong ideas there. But anyway, beyond the point, we'd lay there in bed, and you could distinctly hear people going up and down the steps. Now, the stairs that our bedrooms were on the top floor, there was a bottom floor, or a main floor, where the living room and the kitchen, bathroom, and the main master bedroom were located. But the two main bedrooms were upstairs, and there was also another little living room type of area with a TV and couch and things like that upstairs as well. But there was also a basement, so it was a three-story house. And basically, the hall, the stairs, went down the middle of the house, and my bedroom was up against where the stairs were, so I could distinctly hear footsteps going up and down and up and down and up and down the steps all the time. And, you know, eventually you just got kind of used to it, thinking maybe it was Dave's grandmother or his grandfather, you know, still living in the house along with us. The one main creepy aspect to the house was the backyard and the basement. Now, the backyard, whenever it would get dark, would be pitch black, to the point where you couldn't even see your hand in front of your face. If you were back there in the middle of the night with no flashlight, no lighter, no nothing, you would have a really hard time finding your way out if you were to get a little disoriented and not know where you were. It was so, needless to say, I avoided going back there at night pretty much at all costs, just for the simple fact that if you were sitting back there, it was so quiet and pitch black that it really would, it would freak you out pretty bad. But the basement was the creepiest part of the house. And the basement really, for anybody, and I guess this maybe not is the best analogy in the world to use, but for anybody who's ever seen the Blair Witch Project, now we all know that the Blair Witch Project was just a bunch of baloney, just a faked movie, you know, by some kids. But if you remember in the movie, at the very last part, when the main girl and one of the main guys was in that house, and the girl was upstairs, she started running downstairs screaming for the guy, And when she got to the basement, she ran in, and all you see is the guy standing there in the corner with his face in the corner, and she drops the camera and. But anyway, just the atmosphere, the look, the dirt floor type of thing that was consisted of that basement. It was pretty much the same thing in the basement of the house we lived in. It was dirt floor, very poor lighting, and spiders, snakes everywhere. So, needless to say, I wouldn't go in that basement at all by myself. I never had any weird experiences down there because I never went down there. But my friend Dave would hear somebody yell his name whenever he was down there, or he would hear the door close, but it wouldn't actually close. He would get very cold and then very warm while he was down there. Me, like I said, I never experienced that because I never went down there. But anyway, I just had to tell you guys a little bit of a creepy story about the house that I used to live in, because a lot of the stuff that we have coming up on the rest of the show is fairly creepy too. The next thing that I wanted to kind of take a look at was a video that was shot. I'm not even sure where along the lines this was filmed. It was something that I got off of a new website that I found recently, and I actually found this website thanks to Lex at the Anything Ghost podcast. And he had mentioned that he had heard another website called disclose.tv, and it's www.disclose, DISCLOSE.tv. And basically, what it is a paranormal YouTube. Basically, you can go in there and you can watch pretty much nothing but paranormal videos, whether it be crypto videos or UFO videos or ghost videos or whatever. Well, I found a couple of videos. One of them was called "Ghost in Car." Now, the first time that I saw this video gave me goosebumps, gave me the creeps, gave me the willies. But the more that I thought about it, and the more that I watched it, the more it looked like it was staged. Now, I'm not sure if it is staged. I'm not sure if it's real. But it's a really good video. And I'll post a link up to it in the show notes. But basically, this video, it's shot at night. There were three people in a car, and they look like friends, just kind of riding around, just driving around, nothing better to do. May as well just go ride around for a little while. And you can see that it was shot at night with like the night vision on because everything's green. Well, they drive around for a good 5 minutes or so. The video itself is about 7 minutes long. They're driving along, and I don't know if anybody here who's listening to the show has ever heard any stories about the lady in white. Well, there's a lot of different stories about the lady in white. There's a lot of different versions of that story. Quite a few of them here in Texas. There's been a few in Virginia where I'm from. But this one here, I'm not even sure where it was from. The people that are in the car speak in a foreign language that honestly I'm not really sure what it is. But anyway, they're driving along in like a what looks to be like a country road. Well, they come upon this woman standing there, looks like a younger woman, long brown hair, in a white dress. Well, they pull up next to her, and she gets inside the car. Well, whenever she gets inside the car, she just sits down, doesn't really say anything, and she kind of puts her head down, acts like she's distressed somehow. And what's creepy about it is that the video itself looks to be every once in a while it gets kind of distorted, kind of fuzzy, makes weird noise. The girl then, as they're driving along, she points. She sticks her hand up in between the front and the two, the driver's seat and the passenger seat up front. She's pointing. Well, when she puts her hand down, the cameraman points the camera back towards her. And when he does so, she looks at the camera and just screams. And then it seems like the car itself wrecks or goes off the road, flips, something like that. The camera ends up on the floorboard. Now, after the video itself, there's some text that comes up, but I'm not sure what it says because it's in a foreign language that and I have no idea what it is. I can't seem to get any of it translated correctly. So if anybody out there can get that translated and let me know what it says, please do let me know. But it's creepy because I've seen a lot of Lady in White videos that really... Or, I'm sorry, I take that back. I haven't seen a lot of Lady in White videos. I've heard a lot of Lady in White stories. This is the first real Lady in White video that I've ever seen. Now, the believer in me gets creeped out by this, that this possibly could be real, because when the girl looks back at the camera and screams, you can almost see it looks like her face is slightly decayed in a way. But at the same time, the skeptic in me doesn't believe it. It makes me think that these kids were bored and wanted to make a video. They wanted to you know, come up with something that's going to creep people out to make them, you know, almost be like a hoaxer. But anyway, you guys should go take a look at it. It's the Ghost in Car video. Again, if anybody can translate accurately what the text at the end of the video is, let me know. But you should go take a look at it. It's either way, even if it is fake, it's still creepy. So go take a look at it and let me know what you think. The next video that I wanted to take a look at is along the same lines of entities on film. And this one was recorded by TAPS, the Atlantic Paranormal Society, at the Eastern State Penitentiary. And it's of a black entity or a black ghost, or possibly even could be a hoax and be someone in a like a black robe. So again, you should take a look at this video and let me know if you think it's real or if it's a hoax. Given the credibility of TAPS, it almost makes me think that it is real. Now, the first time that I saw this video, I actually saw it on the Ghost Hunter show on TV, on the Sci-Fi channel, I believe it was. But I actually saw this video there. Then I went onto the internet and actually found it and could analyze it a little bit better. I'll provide a link to it in the show notes so you guys can, you know, take a look at it. The video itself is courtesy of castleofspirits.com, the Australian Ghost Hunters website. And you can also go to the TAPS website, which is the AtlanticParanormalSociety.com. And take a look at this video, and basically what it is it's a video of, looks like what they did was they actually set this camera up in a corridor or in a walkway. You can see the handrail on the left side, you can see the wall on the right. And it gets darker and darker and darker the further away that, you know, that you look in the video. And it looks to be almost, looks like the entity itself just appears, kind of forms right then and there, and then it goes taking off down the hallway, and you can actually see it move. But the video that I've found kind of analyzes it a little bit better, and you can actually, it almost looks like the entity backs up towards the camera and then takes off. So that in itself makes me wonder whether or not it's real or if it was hoaxed. I'm hoping that it is real, because I would hate to see the TAPS hoax something. I wouldn't think that they would. I think they have a little bit too much credibility to be hoaxing anything. But then again, maybe they're not nearly as credible as I think they are. I would just think that, you know, that they wouldn't hoax something like that. But then again, you can't put anything past anyone. Go take a look at the video. I think it's pretty neat. It's an interesting video. The first few times that I saw it, gave me the creeps, gave me goosebumps. But I really like it. I think it's a good video. It's compelling because it is in the Eastern State Penitentiary. There were a lot of bad things that happened at Eastern State. Alone in itself, even without any video of entities or ghosts or whatever, Eastern State's a creepy place. You should go and take a look at it. All you have to do is, if you really wanted to see anything on them, just Google Eastern State Penitentiary. You'll get a lot of interesting stuff. It's pretty creepy. But that's the TAPS, Black Entity Ghost, that was recorded at Eastern State Penitentiary. Again, if you think it's a hoax or if you think it's real or if anybody else can find any more evidence to prove either way, let me know. The next thing that I wanted to talk about are EVPs, or electronic voice phenomenon. And EVPs, basically the, I guess if you wanted to go for a definition here, which I'll provide a link to, and this is just from Wikipedia. If anybody else can come across a better definition, let me know. I found a few things, but this one actually is probably closer to the best definition I can find. It says EVP, or electronic voice phenomenon, is a term used to refer to sounds that are captured on recorded media or other electronic devices and are said to be paranormal investigators, are said by paranormal investigators to be voices of paranormal origin. Examples of purported EVP are typically short, usually the length of a word or short phrase, although longer segments have also been reported. Explanations proposed by those who say that they are paranormal in origin include that they are voices of deceased human beings, psychic projections from EVP researchers, or communications from intelligent non-human entities. Explanations proposed by those who say they are not of paranormal origin include that they are the result of cross-modulation or interference from external RF sources, or that there are random noises that are mistakenly perceived as voices due to pareidolia, or the human propensity to find familiar patterns amongst random stimuli. And basically what that is, let's say you're looking at a plant, but one of them looked like a human face. You're going to see the human face in that. Or, if you hear a noise, but it sounds like your name, and you can repeat that, and you can sound, you know, you can hear the sound in that. But anyway, that's basically the definition for electronic voice phenomenon. Now, the first one that I wanted to show you or let you guys listen to, and I have three here that I wanted to get into. Two of them are actually audio. One of them is a video that has an EVP on it. The first one is called They're Coming. And it's pretty good. It's an interesting EVP. You guys should really take a deep listen to it and let me know if you can hear it. Now, for anybody who didn't actually hear that, it's right there at the very end. You can hear me whispers, "They're coming." So, you know, that one I thought was one of the better EVPs that I've come across. Now this next one, it sounds like a child's voice, and he says it's dark in here. So take a listen to this and let me know what you think. Now that one to me is just a slight bit creepier, just because it's a kid. And kids, you know, when it comes to that kind of thing, kids really to me are the most creepy thing. You know, I don't really know why. I would rather hear an adult say that in a deep, dark voice than hear a child say it. For some reason, it's just really creepy. But this next one is actually a video that I'll provide a link to that you guys can take a listen and take a look. And, you know, I mean, it could be that the people overlaid something on there. Supposedly, there were no kids in the room at the time. But you can hear it clear as day. So, you know, go and take a look at the video. Again, I'll provide links to it in the show notes. But it's really good. I might actually put the EVPs on the website so you guys can download them and listen to them for yourself. If anybody out there who would like to try to get their own EVPs, you should give it a whirl. Just, you know, ask random questions in your house. If you think that for some reason it's haunted, or if you have a ghost there, or you have some kind of paranormal activity happening, you know, just fire up your computer, your laptop, whatever you have. If you have a recorder, you know, record something. Just record, ask some questions, pause, you know, give some time for some answers, and you're not going to hear them right away. You know, you're not going to hear them as you're recording it. You know, give enough time to hear the answers, you know, or for the answers to be put on there, you know, and then ask some more questions. And you have to do this time and time again. I've known some people that have gotten some EVPs before. I personally never have, but sometimes it takes, you know, 8 or 10 tries before you actually get anything that sounds like, you know, an EVP on, you know, in a recording. So, you know, give it a try. Again, I've never gotten anything, but if you do get something, I'd love to know about it. I'd love to hear it. Send it to me. You can, you know, there's all the information you need as far as, you know, what to call or where to email on the website. So, you know, again, give it a whirl. If you have any EVPs that you want me to, you know, that you'd like for me to play in the show, you know, send them to me. All right, now the video that I was talking about as far as the EVP is concerned, it's an EVP, it's a child's voice. You can't really tell what they're saying, but you can definitely hear it. Again, I'll provide a link to it in the show notes, and you can go and take a listen to it and let me know what you think.
Yeah!
The next thing that I wanted to talk about were the sounds of hell that were recorded in Siberia. I'm not really sure of the date, but it's been quite a while. Basically, what it was is that they were drilling, and they came across, the sounds of hell. I'm going to read a little bit of the article that I have here that describes what happened. Take a listen, and we'll see what we can come up with. It says, a geological group who had drilled a hole about 14.4 kilometers deep in the crust of the earth are saying that they heard human screams. Screams have been heard from the condemned souls from the earth's deepest hole. Terrified scientists are afraid that they let loose the evil powers of hell up to the earth's surface. The information we are gathering is so surprising that we were sincerely afraid of what we might find down there, stated Dr. Azakov, the manager of the project in remote Siberia. The second surprise was the high temperature that they discovered in the Earth's center. Their calculations indicate the given temperature was about 1100 degrees Celsius or 2000 degrees Fahrenheit. Azakov pointed out, this is far more than we expected. It seems like an inferno or fire or is brutally going on at the center of the earth. Anyway, the last discovery was the most shocking to our ears, so much so that the scientists were afraid to continue the project. We tried to listen to the earth's movement at certain intervals with super sensitive microphones, which were let down through the hole. We heard turned those logically thinking scientists into trembling ruins. It was sometimes a weak but high-pitched sound, which we thought to be coming from our own equipment, explained Dr. Azakov. But after some adjustments, we comprehended that indeed the sound came from the Earth's interior. We could hardly believe our own ears. We heard a human voice screaming in pain. Even though one voice was indiscernible, we could hear thousands, perhaps millions, in the background of suffering souls screaming. After the ghastly discovery, about a half of the scientists quit because of fear. Hopefully, that which is down there will stay down there. Dr. Azakov added, kind of makes you wonder whether or not these scientists had a lot of religious beliefs. Now, a lot of scientists don't seem to sometimes, but these guys really seem to be quite scared of this. It also goes on to say, what really unnerved the Soviets, apart from the voice recordings, was the appearance that same night of a fountainhead of a luminous gas shooting up from the drill site, and out of the midst of the incandescent cloud pillar, a brilliant being with bat wings revealed itself with the words in Russian, "I have conquered," emblazoned against the dark Siberian sky. Now, that part is pretty creepy. I don't think the world's any worse off after that happened than what it is now, so if anybody's conquered anything, then I'd love to know what it is. The sounds of hell are pretty interesting. That Dr. Azakov goes on to say, we lowered a microphone designed to detect the sounds of plate movements down the shaft, but instead of the plate movements we heard a human voice screaming in pain. At first we thought the sound was coming from our own equipment, but when we made fine adjustments, our worst suspicions were confirmed. The screams weren't those of a single human. They were those screams of millions of humans. Now, I'm going to go ahead and play this. It's actually a clip that came from Art Bell's show, Coast to Coast AM. So, take a listen to this. And now, I do have to say, it sounds kind of muffled. It sounds kind of distorted, and it's kind of hard to hear, but you'll definitely hear what sounds to be like people screaming. So take a listen and draw your own conclusion here.
Now, I've got a clean copy of it now, and I warn you, this could scare you. Here's the email. Dear Art Bell, I just recently began listening to your radio show and could not believe it when you talked about the sounds from hell tonight. My uncle had told me this story a couple of years ago, and I didn't believe him, like one of your listeners who discounted the story as nothing more than just a religious newspaper fabricated account. The story about the digging of the hole and the hearing of the sounds from hell is very real. It did occur in Siberia. My uncle collected videos and audio tapes and so forth on the paranormal, supernatural. He passed away fairly recently, but he would have loved your show. He let me listen to one of the audio tapes that he had on the sounds from hell in Siberia, and I copied it. He received his copy from a friend who worked at the BBC. It took me a while to find it tonight, but attached is that sound from my uncle's tapes. It's not the greatest quality, but the sounds are there. I was very hesitant to send you this, as the sound bothers me to listen to. I'd suggest that if you do play it on the program, warn listeners in advance so they may have the option of turning the radio off for 30 seconds while it plays. It has always haunted me. To those who discounted the Siberia sounds from hell story, it is true, and I, for one, wish it wasn't. Rick, listening from Chicago. And so I submit now the cleaned, a better copy to you, and I warn you, what you are about to hear is very disturbing indeed.
What did you guys think? Did you think it was as creepy as I did, or are you shaking your head in disbelief that, you know, that's obviously just the dumbest thing you've ever heard? Well, take a look at the article that I'll put in the show notes and read it for yourself. There's a little bit more there than what I actually read. There's some more information on the website, which is courtesy of amightywind.com. And if you think that the sounds of hell are real or fake or whatever, let me know what your opinion on this is.
The world is a strange place, and Conspiracy Journal is your number one source of all the bizarre news and information that you won't find on your local 6 o'clock news. Conspiracy Journal is a free weekly newsletter of conspiracies, the paranormal, UFOs, and everything else weird and strange. So don't be left in the dark. Visit us at www.conspiracyjournal.com and find out what they don't want you to know.
All right, well, this one of the few last things here that I want to talk about is the world UFO disclosure. And what this is it is worldufodisclosure.org. And basically what it is, you can actually sign or join the campaign to have the UFO phenomenon, you know, have all the information disclosed to us, have all of the information, you know, given to us. I think we deserve it. It's a petition to the Secretary General and the General Assembly of the United Nations. Basically, what it is, you know, it's a campaign to get all the information disclosed to us. So it's a whole bunch of countries. It's the World UFO Disclosure Campaign for a United World and a United Humanity. So anyway, I'll provide links to it in the show notes. I think it's a good thing. I've signed up on it. All it is basically just a short little form with your name, your email, you know, what country you live in, and that's pretty much it. You're not really given any detailed, deep information, so they won't, you know, it's not going to be spam or anything like that. But there's a little, you know, a little summary of what the whole thing is about. out. But, you know, go there, sign up on it, and maybe one of these days they'll actually disclose, you know, the information that we want to hear, you know, about UFOs to let us know whether or not they're real. All right, well, there's really not a whole lot more that I wanted to talk about today. I apologize again if this episode wasn't all that great. It didn't quite seem to turn out the way that I wanted it. This show's been kind of a pain in the butt to really get going, to get this, you know, to get it running on a smooth plane. But at the same time, it's only episode number 4. We have quite a long ways to go, a long journey ahead of us. But if you have any comments about the show, or excuse me, if you have anything that you want to say, good or bad, doesn't really matter. Shoot me an email at 13skulls@gmail.com, or you can shoot me a phone call. Now it's not a live line. It's just a comment line. It's 206-202-5128. You can leave me a message as long as you want. If you have any experiences you want to share, if you have any thoughts or ideas, comments, feedback, anything, good or bad, like I said, let me know. I'd love to hear it. Again, if you want to sign the Frapper map, there's a link on the right sidebar of both the websites. If you wanted to vote for this show, again, on Podcast Alley, please do. Drive as much traffic here as possible. I really need a lot of support, and I love the support that I've already gotten from people. So thank you again to those who are supporting the show. There's a few people that I wanted to give shout outs to here. One is Rob and Charlie at the Paranormal Cafe. You can listen to them at theparanormalcafe.podomatic.com. It's a great show. They're really doing a lot in the paranormal field as far as trying to come up with answers. They do a lot of good interviews, but you can listen to them at paranormalcafe.podomatic.com. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Rich Giordano at the AZ UFO Show, which is the azufoshow.podomatic.com. You can also go to Blog Talk Radio and type in Seeing UFOs or AZ UFO Show, and you'll be able to listen to a show there. You can also go to his main website, which is seeingufos.com, or it's just the letter C, the letter N, UFOS.com. And he's really got a good site, got a lot of really interesting videos, a lot of good stuff there. So go check out Rob and Charlie at the Paranormal Cafe. You can also check out Rich Giordano at the AZ UFO Show. And again, I'd like to just give shout outs to everybody out there who is a supporter of the show. Now, we don't really have a whole lot of supporters right now at this very moment, but the ones that we do have, thanks for, you know, for putting up with me and listening to the show. But one last thing, if you do like the music that is in tonight's show, which I hope you do, if there's something else as far as the music you want to listen to, you know, if you want me to change it up a little bit, let me know. But if you like the music that's in tonight's show, it's courtesy of iodealliance.com, or it's actually courtesy of the Iota Promenet. You can go to iodealliance.com, and you can also go to the show notes on www.the13skulls.com or the13skulls.podomatic.com, and you'll find links to download the shows there, or you can find links to buy the music. If you like it that much, you can go and you can actually buy the albums, or you can download the songs that are from the show. So anyway, I guess I'm going to have to take the show to a close. Again, thanks to everybody for supporting the show, and you know, you guys trying to have a good night, and I'll talk to you again on a different day. Provoking evangelist, devoted to choking rappers as an execution fashionist. You cats cannot handle this, you get beaten and battered with metaphors that'll force you into paralysis, trap you in the chasm with Lazarus. I'm out of my casket, cursed with a bloodthirst worse than Dracula. Ain't nobody stopping us here. It's on, I'm popping this shit. Ain't nobody stopping us here. It's on, I'm popping, popping, popping. Ain't nobody stopping us here. It's on, I'm popping. I'ma revive my rhymes like a
a medic, they're aesthetic. Don't be a skeptic, it's Eric. I left a relic for the cleric with a battle wound to the pelvic. Next to the hip like Elvis, I'ma tell this. I'm the nicest before the ice crisis. Before a virus, I was composed from God's likeness. The mic pirate with sights of a pilot. I drop bombs with stealth arms and cause riots. Spit classics over choirs. With the eye of the tiger, I'm a striker. Southpaw lyric writer, killing fighters with fire. The ghost rider with lighters, I'm riding iron spiders. Tough as pliers, we're moving ciphers. Venomous vipers and sex of this. I'm a legend like Pegasus with fly sentences. No negatives, I'm a specialist. Spitting metalist Methodist with many methods. Mission and messages of a menace who hits with emphasis. The nemesis.